me both. So from the bunker of the United States Senate is Senator Kevin Cramer checking in on, have you done a welfare check on Chuck Schumer? What's going on?
Well, that's a great question. It should be a welfare check. Here's what I do know. The diagnosis of Trump derangement syndrome, combined with, AOC paranoia is real. He's got it, and he's got it in a really, really bad way. And it's a disease that's spreading throughout the entire Democratic Party, it would appear. So just give you a good example, Scott. So besides now voting to reopen the government, voting on the resolution to reopen the government 12 or 13 times, I've lost track, and the Democrats killing it every single time. Today, we took a really easy step, pushed the easy button, because we know how much the Democrats, even though they hate Donald Trump and don't want his government open, we know how much they love federal workers. So we put up on the floor today for a vote to proceed to the measure of Ron Johnson's Shutdown Fairness Act, which would simply, very simple, Scott, pay the federal workers who are working through the shutdown, and it would be retroactive to September 30th. So all of the people, ICE agents, federal police, border patrol, air traffic controllers, TSA, people in the various agencies, make sure they get paid while they're working, and they killed it. The Democrats wouldn't even vote for that. Now, I know, as we already know, Bernie Sanders has said it. Yesterday the Democratic whip in the House said it, that these people are hurting, but that's our leverage. That's literally what they said. I mean, it's mind-numbing. And I said, the public employees aren't leverage. They're hostages for sure. And oftentimes when you take a hostage, you use them for leverage. I get that analogy or that illustration, but I never thought Democrats would apply it to their federal workforce that they love so much. So that even went down today. I will say there's a little bit of a good vibe going on, it seems, right now. I probably will vote on it again Monday, but here's what I'm looking forward to. If they don't vote to open the government, Scott, I hope we take up Josh Hawley's bill to at least make sure that by November 1st, that the food assistance SNAP program is funded. So he's got a bill to do just that, just deal with that. So at the very least, we think Democrats would support feeding hungry people during the shutdown. Now,
I'm not so sure I can agree with you there, because it's more leverage.
See, that's the part that I struggle with, Scotty, because how can a bleeding heart liberal Democrat refer to hungry children?
They don't exist anymore, Kevin. Find me one. They're all about getting boys and girls bathrooms and girls and boys bathrooms. They've lost their mind. The normal Democrat that you grew up with in Kindred, North Dakota, and me in Montevideo, Minnesota, sitting in parades with Hubert Humphrey, are dead. They don't exist.
Well, I gotta believe. I mean, I talked to enough of them to know that they're not comfortable where they are. They are scared to death, and it's very, very, very disappointing. But here's what I've always maintained, Scott. I've always maintained that at some point, when real people are hurt bad enough, they're going to stand up and say, damn it, we've been with you Democrats our whole lives, our parents were with you, but we are not your freaking leverage. And then I think the Chuck Schumers of the world, or at least, I don't know, at least the, Gene Shaheens and...
what's going on there? First of all, I agree with you 100%. I think, the one thing is I don't remember... very often, all the times I've been watching politics, pencil neck Conrad beating our hero Mark Andrews, and that's when my time in North Dakota politics started. I don't remember a time that way forward. That'd have been what, 86, I guess, or something. But when the Republicans have had the moral high ground of the way they have,
I mean,
is polling show that? What do you sense that polling from some Democrats?
Yeah, there's some polling that's overwhelming that they blame Democrats more than anything. They blame Congress in general, and I understand that. But when you look at the facts, it's sort of funny, Scott, in a way, because I often get asked by the reporters out here several times today, sort of my take on it, and what do you say to people who aren't getting paid, or what do you say to people who are about to lose their SNAP, benefits and things like that? I don't know what to say other than I voted to give that to you 13 times, and Chuck Schumer has stopped us every single time, and there's no it's there's no explaining it. I mean, it's that weird. It's there's like
Yeah,
no explaining this.
I've thought just again and again, how does somebody over there not realize, even if it's a Hail Mary, right? Amy Klobuchar, I wouldn't vote for her on her best day, but I know her as a good
Very
person,
well, yeah.
as someone that is actually very effective. Most of the
Yep.
Republicans that are losing money because of Minnesota government, she extracts money out of their wallet unlike anything I've ever seen. So she is truly what used to be the personification of a normal Democrat. Why
Right.
wouldn't she say, you know what, I'm going to run for president as a Democrat, and here's how I'm going to do it. And my vice president's going to be John Fetterman. So we'll go in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. I'll have the Rust Belt locked up. I don't see, I mean, this is, I need to say this. Politically, this is like a gift. We couldn't go into a room and whiteboard this better on how
Right.
Republicans are going to mow down Democrats in the midterm, and Trump will be president for as long as he wants, and J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio and whoever next. But how do you do that on the backs of our military and those beautiful Capitol Police that protect you?
Yep,
And
yep.
so I'm going to set that aside. Why wouldn't Amy Klobuchar or somebody else, Harold Ford Jr.'s fantastic on Fox every night like this?
Yep, yep, yep.
It's an opportunity for them, isn't it?
It seems like it would be. It does, certainly does. Seems like it would be. In fact, one of the things they claim, the excuse they use is on November 1st, everybody's insurance premiums are going to skyrocket if we don't reopen the government. To which we then reopen the government. But it's like they want that to happen so badly so they can blame us, never realizing how silly they sound when they're literally arguing with themselves, Scott. They're literally debating themselves, and they're not smart enough to see it, or they're blinded. And let's go back to the foundation. It's really all about Donald Trump.